This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the Startup India program is not just a scheme, but a rainbow vision that connects diverse sectors with new opportunities. Addressing an event marking a decade of Startup India on National Startup Day in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said that the Startup India mission has become a revolution in just 10 years, fostering a new culture across the country.
भारत के युवाओं का focus real problem solve करने पर है. हमारे वो यंग इनोवेटर्स जिन्होंने नए सपने देखने का साहस दिखाया, मैं उन सभी की बहुत बहुत सराहना करता हूँ. 10 साल की ये जर्नी सिर्फ एक सरकारी स्कीम की सक्सेस स्टोरी नहीं है, ये आप जैसे हजारों लाखों सपनों की जर्नी है. सिर्फ 10 साल में स्टार्टअप इंडिया मिशन एक रिवॉल्यूशन बन चुका है. भारत आज दुनिया का थर्ड लार्जेस्ट स्टार्टअप इकोसिस्टम है.
The Prime Minister said that a decade ago there were fewer than 500 startups in the country, while today the number has risen to more than 2 lakh. Startup India was launched on 16 January 2016 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a transformative national program to nurture innovation, promote entrepreneurship and enable investment-driven growth. The objective of this initiative is to make India a nation of job creators rather than job seekers. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that over the last 2 decades, India and Japan have successfully transformed their relationship from a purely economic one into a comprehensive and strategic partnership. He was speaking at the opening session of his talks with his Japanese counterpart Toshimitsu Motegi in New Delhi today. Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that India's Mahasagar initiative and vision for the Indo-Pacific closely align with Japan's free and open Indo-Pacific outlook. India and Germany have signed a joint declaration of intent on telecommunications cooperation. The Ministry of Communications informed that both sides agreed to enhance cooperation through regular exchange of information and best practices collaboration in emerging and future technologies, strengthening policies, manufacturing and ease of doing business in the telecom and ICT sectors. The declaration was signed during German Chancellor Friedrich Merz's recent visit to India. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today met the Speaker of the UK House of Lords, Lord Macfall of Elcluth, at Parliament House in New Delhi. The meeting took place on the sidelines of the 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth, CSPOC, being hosted in India. The Vice President said that the visit of the Speaker, Lord Macfall of Elcluth, reflects the strong parliamentary ties between India and the United Kingdom. The Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, has taken suo-motu action against the unauthorized sale of walkie-talkies on e-commerce platforms. It has imposed penalties on several major online marketplaces for regulatory violations and misleading advertisements. The CCPA informed that the authority identified over 16,900 non-compliant walkie-talkie listings on e-commerce platforms. The BJP Shiv Sena alliance appears to be leading to a win in the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation BMC elections. The alliance is leading in 119 seats, with the BJP ahead in 88 seats and Shiv Sena in 31 seats. In comparison, the Shiv Sena UBT Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray faction is leading in 64 seats, while the Maharashtra Navnirman Sena MNS is ahead in only 6 seats. Meanwhile, the BJP has thanked the people of Maharashtra for the victory in the urban local body elections. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi said, people have witnessed that BJP and alliance parties, Mahayuti, has registered a great victory in the BMC polls. The benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended its two-day losing streak today. After a firm opening, the markets edged higher during the forenoon trade. The Sensex rose 188 points to close at 83,570, while the Nifty gained 29 points to settle at 25,694. And that is the end of this news bulletin.